here at Trollence's Immersion 19 in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and I am here with Mr. Carlos Caldera from Trellis. Carlos, how are you, sir?
Good. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You are the new Chief Data Officer, and by the term new, I mean really new.
Exactly.
You're like, what, 2 weeks into the job?
Yes, sir.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Welcome to the Trellis team,
you.
As they say.
Yeah.
Before we get into your responsibility, I'm going to give a quick conferencing overview. How's the show going for you? How's the conference? I know you've been a busy guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Very good. And I love the event has been great. You know, a lot of round tables, good discussion with the credit union.
Yeah.
So a lot of good topics. So, you know, very, very interesting.
Yeah, every time I go into a breakout session or into the big ball, you're on stage.
Yeah.
So a lot of talking for you this week.
Good.
So,
I
but
guess.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good to kind of get to know you.
Absolutely.
And speaking of getting to know you, give us a quick background on you and,
yes.
and what led you to Trellis.
Okay. So, well, I've been doing data management for pretty much my entire career, over 15 years, mainly in the financial industry and banking, implementing the data management large-scale project and, you know, helping different institutions to solve the data issues, also regulatory issues, which have been, you know, very very strong in the banking industry.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I mean, Trellis was a very attractive project, you know, built everything that we're doing right now. It's fascinating. So I think that's pretty much, in a nutshell, what, you know, brought me here. So.
Yeah. And it seems like Trellis is going through this transformation.
Absolutely.
Right now.
Yes.
And you're going to be a big part of it, sounds
yes.
like. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So data and data analytics has been a big theme here as
yes.
well. And so you've been involved. And what kind of conversations have you been having with some of the folks here before we get into your job responsibilities?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, a lot of concerns about they want to be in the analytics space, but they don't really know how to get started, right? And I think that's where we can help a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
To guide
mm-hmm.
them and kind of help them to set up the strategy and on how to implement a successful data analytics
mm-hmm.
practice, right? Which I think the beginning is difficult, but, you know, but once you start it, you know, it gets rolling and
oh, yeah.
you know, it starts scaling. So I think we can help a lot on that space. So.
Okay. And you, again, you are the chief data officer. So what does that mean to somebody, to a credit union looking
yes,
in?
Absolutely.
What does that mean?
So for me, you know, broad definition of a chief data officer would be that role that's going to be able to unlock the value of data, right? I think
mm-hmm.
that's the best definition through, well, techniques, obviously, processes and tools,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, be able to, you know, take that hidden value that, you know, it's kind of difficult sometimes, right? And the way we're going to do it at Trellis is two different ways. So I'm going to be supporting our internal teams at Trellis, the product development team, the IT development team, to have, you know, much more usable data, if you want to call it that way, have more access, have
mm-hmm.
Everybody that should be on the same page when using data, which is key, right?
Right.
And on the external side, we're going to be helping credit unions to, as I was saying before, to set up and implement the data analytics strategy, right? And something that is important also is to identify what are those, you know, foundational data management capabilities that they need to have, right? And
mm-hmm.
I kind of elaborate a little bit more on that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, things and conversations that I actually had already this week with credit unions, for example, the data governance space, do we have the right cultural shift, right, in the organization to really allow that transition into the data analytics,
mm-hmm.
right? Or do we have the right talent or the right roles and responsibilities,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Do we have the right standards implemented, or do we have the right, you know, data governance framework, right? Some other stuff that I also have a lot of conversations about in the metadata space, very interesting, which is going to enable to help us to know our data, right? Sometimes we know we want to do things, but we cannot even locate where data is, right?
Yeah.
Or, you know, it's everybody in the credit union on the same page about, you know, things as simple as business definition, right? Do we, that credit unions, different people understand the same when we say member, or do they have different
yeah.
interpretations, right?
Mm-hmm.
So those things are important. Also, obviously, their architecture, which is key, right? You know, do we have such a proliferation of data sources that it's impossible to manage data, right? Are we thinking about simplifying that data architecture, right, into a more manageable, you know, data set, right, set of sources, right? And here our product M360 can help dramatically.
Oh, yeah.
Right? In the data quality space, for example, you know, big discipline, right? In the data management, do we have the right data quality controls to really assess if our data is good when
mm-hmm.
we have
mm-hmm.
gone through the whole process of identifying which data is critical, right? So all that stuff, I think, highlights the importance of, you know, really having a look on what are those data management capabilities that you need to have. And we're going to be able to help credit unions by establishing and applying a gap assessment and maturity model that we can, you know, go and assess with them what are those, you know, potential improvements that they need to have in order to have a successful
mm-hmm.
Data analytics practice. Right?
You mentioned good data and bad data. I know this is kind of a goofy question, but what's the difference between good data and bad data? Because I know there's data you want to prioritize, and there's the data that, we don't really need that, but credit unions have a ton of data on their members.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely. So that's one of the main, most difficult thing that typically people struggle when they are approaching a large-scale data management program is how to prioritize data, right? We cannot obviously tackle every single data element because that's impossible. Yeah. So you need to rationalize what data are critical for you and focus your effort on that, right? Because obviously data management in general is time consuming. So you really want to target your efforts to what are those critical data elements, which is going to be a small subset, by the way, of the whole landscape.
I could imagine. Yeah, because I think a lot of times this stuff is like really daunting for a credit, very intimidating. It's like, oh my gosh, we have all this data.
Yes.
What do we do with it?
Exactly.
What's good? What's right?
Exactly.
What's wrong?
And I think that it's kind of concerning for some people that are starting and say, oh my God, I have so much data, I don't know what to do with it, where to start, right?
Yeah.
We can help there.
Okay,
right?
Very cool.
Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about advisory services. You were just talking
Before
the recording. You want to elaborate on that a little bit?
Yes, absolutely. So the advisory service are going to be around what I was saying, helping the credit unions to kind of get started for those that haven't started and for those that have started already, maybe to accelerate the progress, right? And as I was saying, a little bit help them out to set up the stage about, okay, what are your use cases for data analytics? What is going to be your strategy? Helping them to identify those data analytics foundational capabilities that they're going to have in order to be successful, right? So all of that, typically the way probably we're going to approach it is to, sit down with them, understand what they want to do, do some advice around these are, the kind of data management capabilities that you need to have in order to be successful, and then most likely help them in the journey to implement those, right?
Yeah. Exactly. And the other thing that you mentioned before the recording, foundation capabilities, governance, all that type of stuff. You want to elaborate on that as well?
Yes, foundational capabilities are, kind of core capabilities that that you need to have in order to, data analytics is an advanced data management practice, right? You need to have all those set of disciplines that I mentioned before about data governance, metadata, data quality, data architecture, data lifecycle, right? You need to have you want to have data controls in every single step of your data lifecycle, that kind of stuff. An example of how that can arise is let's say the credit union wants to launch a new credit card, right? And they want to maybe predict, right, a predictive analytics modeling.
Sure.
They want to predict what's going to be the approval rate, right? And then the way, and I'm going to summarize it, but the way it works typically is you take your historical data, transactional data, and you have your member data, right? And then you put everything into your statistical model, and you're going to have an output, right? That's going to help you to decide where to go and what product is going to be better and that kind of stuff. So let's imagine that while exploring the data, right, the first problem that you're going to have is that you don't know where to locate your data, which is where, what we were discussing before, right? Where, for example, the metadata practice can help you, right, through maybe, having a data dictionary and know where data is located in the exact location. Or let's say that once you access your data, we find out that we're using date of birth, right? Because we want to segment the results by clusters of, age, right? And we find that maybe 20% of the population doesn't have date of birth, right? So imagine that the results of that analytical predictive modeling is not going to be as good as if you were having all the data, right?
Right.
Or even you have all, the date of birth for all your members, but you find out that, 20% of them have defaults, right? So that's bad data, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
And that's going to affect also the money. So this is an example, and it's just one data set, three scenarios that I mentioned that, kind of prove and, highlight the importance of have those data foundational data management capabilities that I mentioned implemented, right? So that you can be successful. It doesn't mean that you cannot run data analytics without that, but obviously the result of the quality of those predictive analytics in this case are not going to be the same.
Yeah, it's going to be skewed a little bit. Yeah, definitely. You mentioned data lifecycle.
Yes.
Can I stop you right there?
Absolutely.
What exactly does a data lifecycle? What is that? Because this is something, were we even talking about this 10 years ago?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe some folks were, but it's not as prevalent as it is now. So data lifecycle, can you explain that real
quick? Yes, data lifecycle is basically, you know, all the different steps from when you capture data until, you know, the data is, you know, purged, if you want to put it that way.
Yeah.
And there's many different steps. So you want to really have controls in every single step of the process so that you control how data has been transformed and, you know, you don't have, you know, issues and surprises down the road, right?
Yeah, right, right. So, okay. Yeah. So so does data meet its end? Is there a beginning or ending? Or is it, is it continuous?
Well,
or it depends on what the data is.
So obviously data is reused, but it has kind of, you know, data life cycle.
Is it updated? Yeah.
Exactly. Can be amended, can be deleted, right? Can be transformed. So it's a constant, you know, course of action. But obviously, you know, you need to kind of see it in a more structural way so you can manage it. Right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. One more question, I'll get you off the hot seat here. I know you're 2 weeks into the job, but do you have any goals or anything, any plans in the works that you're kind of thinking about as far as some sort of like a data strategy for not only for Trellens but for Trellens clients as well?
Or yes,
it might be too early.
Yes, it may be too early. We're working on it, and you know, for now, what we want is to start working with clients to help them, you know, get started with their analytics practice, and you know, through the advisory services that we have. And we have a lot of other surprises to come, but you know, we're still working on it.
We like surprises. We like surprises. All right. Well, thank you so much, Carlos.
Thank
appreciate
you so much.
The time
thank
as well. Glad to have you aboard, everybody.
Absolutely.
Carlos Caldera. Muy bien.